Red meat buyers from Central America, South America, Mexico, and the Caribbean attended the annual meat conference in Dallas as part of the U.S. Meat Export Federation retail promotion team. In addition to attending retail marketing sessions, the team visited several retail outlets. In this USMEF report, Liz Wunderlich, USMEF representative in the Caribbean, explains how the conference benefits team members.
I have been going to the annual meat conference pretty much almost every year, and it hit me that it would be a really good kind of anchor for our retail team. You know, instead of just a team that comes and you look at stores and you go to plants, what if you take them to the number one new research meat conference that's held just once a year? What we're trying to do is show them new ideas and new ways to hopefully make money. So you have the sellers and you have the buyers from a domestic retail perspective. And they use that product showcase to unveil their latest and greatest retail items. So this is the place where they typically launch a lot of their retail products that they're going to have for the upcoming year.
The team also attended a meat merchandising demonstration by the Texas Beef Council, as well as Pork 101 and Beef 101 sessions at West Texas A&M University.
It's hands-on in that we're doing a lot of sensory. Like, so for the pork side, we're going to do the difference between well-done and not well-done pork. We're going to have them sample, like, say, the difference between biting into a tenderloin or biting into a sirloin, because the muscle fiber length change your bite. And so they'll be doing these kind of blind sensory type tasting. We'll do age of animal for beef, old animal, young animal, whether it's been aged or not aged, how much marbling it has, you know, what impact that has, whether it's just fed grass or whether it's fed grain.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Lose.